Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined in the media center following the 53rd annual Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals by our funny car winner for Tony Stewart Racing, Mr. Matt Hagan. Matt Hagan picked up the victory in the final round over Blake Alexander. Matt qualified fourth, got through Dave Richards, Terry Haddock, Chad Green, and ultimately the Jim Head Racing machine of Blake Alexander for his 40th career victory in the second final round of the year. Most importantly, his first ever Gator Nationals and first win for Tony Stewart. Matt, walk us through your race day and what does it all mean?
Well, it's a big day. You know, obviously we pulled down the first win for Tony Stewart Racing. You know, what these guys, you know, him and Leah has done over the winter to put this team together and keep this thing going, and having our, you know, our Dodge, you know, Power Brokers, Direct Connection folks come over and be a part of it as well with TSR. It's huge, you know. I mean, it shows that they like our team, they like what we're doing, they like the wins that are coming, and you know, they get the return that we're trying to give them, you know. So that was big in itself, and just for Tony to come over here and be a part of NHRA, you know, don't get me wrong, man, you know, it's great, you know, but he's married to Leah, but you know, he ain't married to me, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, he wants to be here, and that says a lot for our sport, and it says a lot for what we're doing here at NHRA. And I'm just proud to be able to pull down the first win for him. And I guess he had a circle track driver that won this weekend as well. What was his name?
Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe, yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's a good weekend for Tony, you know, and it's a good weekend for NHRA, and it's a good weekend for Dodge. And, you know, there's this crazy, you know, weekend as far as qualifying and getting one run and the weather conditions. And I'll just say my hat is off to, you know, NHRA for putting a great racetrack back underneath us. You know, there was pictures and stuff of the racetrack, but, you know, after the rain, you're going like, there's no way a top fuel car is going to go down through here. And Safety Safari just did a great job putting a great racetrack back underneath us. And the fans poured out here in Groves as well. And as they always do at the Gators, no matter what, you know. And I was thinking I was even going to be late for the warm-up this morning. I was like, oh no, I'm sitting in traffic for 30 minutes. But I'm like, but it's okay, because that means fans are coming in, you know. And it just very blessed to be here. You know, I want to touch on a couple of things with Dickie Venables. He lost his dad last year, and this is one of those years it's kind of like we're dedicating it to his dad, you know, and it means a lot, you know. I know he was in tears up there on the starting line, and you know, it's just one of those things where I know what we're capable of with this Power Broker car. I know what our team can do. I know the wins that we can pull down and the championship that we can pull down this year. You know, I run it up last year, won the championship the year before that. And I think, you know, two out of my three championships I won have been after a runner-up. And I think it leaves such a nasty, awful taste in your mouth and a like an empty feeling in your heart when you runner-up, you know. And so, you know, you go out here and you do the extra work. And not that they were not working before, but, you know, it's a reminder of like, hey, you were close, but you didn't get it done. So this year, you know, I'm definitely showing up on the starting line. I'm definitely showing up driving the race car. You know, I want to do my part, and these guys, they do a great job putting a great race car underneath me, and Dickie Venables does an amazing job tuning these cars, and you give the guy enough runs, and he figures it out, and it's just, it's magical to watch him work, you know?
All right, let's open it up to members of the media. First up, Josh from NHRA.
You mentioned good weekend for Tony, good weekend for NHRA, also a very good weekend for you. Those big races, you know, Denver, this one, obviously, you know, those couple races that you hadn't won yet.
Huge,
you know,
milestone for me, yeah.
You know, all that stuff can get in your head year after year to break through and get this at the Gators this year. What's that mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was up there going like, don't think about it, don't think about it. You know, you're like, you need to win, but don't think about it. But it's one of those things where when it just happens, it happens, and it becomes natural, and you go up there, it's like pulling an old shoe on, you know, and you just do what you're supposed to do, and you know you got a good car underneath you, and you know you got the parts and pieces that TSR supplies, and it just I just know what our team is capable of this year, and I've set goals for myself to win 6 or 8 races, and we've never done that, but I really feel like we can do that this year, and we're going to have some tough competition. I mean, hats off to Robert Height. The dude, he's an animal, you know what I mean, and so is Jimmy Prock, but I'll put Jimmy Prock and Dickie Venables side by side any day, and it's like back when we were setting national records, you know, it was throwdown round after round, and that to me as a driver was exciting. I mean, it was exciting for me first round. I hadn't got to pedal the car in a long time like that, and I was like, man, this is kind of cool. I mean, not that I want to do that more, you know, as far as the team owner and stuff. He's like, I don't know if that was great, but like, it was fun for me to drive the car. But But it's nice to pull down wins like that, you know, turn on wind lights when you can contribute to your team as a driver, like hole shot wins and pedaling and different things like that to get you here to the final to do what you need to do. But, you know, it was a big weekend for me because I've been wanting to win this race and check it off of my, you know, career box of what I've done out here. And I think this allows me to accomplish everything I've ever set out to do in NHRA. And, you know, that's huge. And I'm just very humbled by that today.
I'm Phil Burgess, National Dragster. Could you kind of see this coming? I mean, you went to the semifinals in Pomona, qualified number one in Phoenix, runner-up. Could you see that it was just a matter of time before this first win?
Oh, it's a matter of time with Dickie Venerable's, period. I mean, it's, you know, not to brag or boast, but the guy is just, he's a genius, you know, and it's just one of those things where Dickie can do things with a race car and just go off of his gut instinct, and the things that he does is just, it's phenomenal. I mean, when you put up the stats and the numbers, you know, basically we won more races, you know, than anybody in the last 10 years combined, you know. So that says a lot for itself when you just look at the raw numbers, you know, as a team, what we've done together. And, you know, that to me speaks for itself. But it's a chemistry. You can't go buy it. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, there's been plenty of billionaires come out here, you know. I mean, not knocking anybody, but Johnny Gray and Morgan Lucas, and you can't buy this kind of stuff, man. It's just you click and you work together and you have a group of individuals and they're driven and they're goal-oriented, and that's what we have as a group here. And it's exciting for me. I mean, my old man built me an office this year, you know, and he was like, you need to come home and work, put your big boy pants on and let's go, you know. And I'm like, man, I still want to drive a race car, you know, because it's so good over here right now. We have such a great thing going, and it's hard to walk away from something like that, you know. And we signed a multi-year contract with Dodge, but it's one of those things where when it's good, it's just really good, you know, and that's what we have here with our team.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus. Matt, you were talking about you were in your head going up there to race. Would you say that you're the toughest competition you face?
Well, I think every driver is, right? Like, it's so easy to get in your own head and think about stuff. And I think I do so well because there ain't a whole lot up here to think about, you know what I mean? But it's one of those things where, you know, it becomes a repetition. And people don't even understand with what we do in those cars. It starts with the burnout and how far you burn it out and how you take care of the clutch backing up and how hot that clutch gets and how you're staging the car and how much fuel you burn and how long you're out on pedal. And just everything adds up. And I'm the biggest variable in that race car for my crew chief. And if I can take that variable out and be more consistent, he can be more consistent on tuning the race car. And it all flows and it all has to click. And it's cool to explain that to some people because they think, well, you just, you know, do a burnout and you go up there and stand on the pedal and then you turn a wind light on. And it's the farthest thing from that, you know. And everything that we do in drag racing is about consistency and doing the same thing every time. And, you know, Dickie does that and I do that. And we work as a unit, you know. And it's kind of one of those things where I just have one of those feelings this year, you know, like we really have an opportunity to go out there and get this thing done.
As a follow-up, talking about the head games, of course you had to look over and you see Blake Alexander and Chad Green, guys who are not normally in the mix here, and your propensity to swing for the fences. Did that have you kind of?
Well, you know, I was looking over and I couldn't see the trees, so I was like, well, I'm going to cut down on my light and it's going to come on when it comes on. But, you know, thank God those bulbs were blue because I could kind of see that I was staged, and I looked over and I couldn't tell whether he was staged. And I was looking again and I was like, I need to cut back over on my light because it's going to fall eventually, you know. So it's one of those things where that to me kind of caught me off guard a little bit. And you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you go up there doing the same thing all the time. But, you know, the people we go through, you know, on a Sunday, it was definitely a different kind of feel to it today because the air was different, the track was different, and a lot of these big hitting cars, they couldn't pull their stuff back enough. You know, I mean, we were down to our shortest rod with no compression in it, and, you know, and it's all we had. And then you start trying to take blower off of it and different things like that to slow these cars down. And it's just the air was so good here, you know, and stuff like that. And so, you know, it's a testament to Dickie Venerables and Mike Knutson and Alex Conway of what they did to be able to reel my car back in when we were out there in Phoenix running 82, you know what I mean, to be able to go out there. And I knew we were kind of in trouble when Robert smoked him the first hit, you know what I mean? And then we went up there and I had to pedal and get it to the finish line. But, you know, it's just these cars, they like to go faster. They don't like to be slowed down, you know what I mean? So as a crew chief, I think Dickie did a great job this weekend, you know, putting a good race car back underneath me and being able to go down the racetrack.
Stephen Cole Smith with Auto Week. Robert, Tony told me that before the last run, they let him hold the gas cap I was wondering if y'all were going to give him more responsibility as you go along.
Well, he's got to prove himself, you know, so we'll see how good he is. I mean, he, you know, Tony, he's a great guy, man. I really enjoy working for him, and he wants to stay busy, you know, and you know, he does that over there with Leah's mixing fuel and different things like that. And he was jumping in there today, you know, in between rounds and helping change magnetos and different things. You know, I was like, man, you still got to earn my trust. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I still got to get 300 miles an hour in this thing, but even though you pay the bills, but no, it's, I really have so far enjoyed working with Tony. It's a different kind of feel. It's a, you know, he's one of those guys that's not going to come in and chew you out. He's one of those guys that's going to like, oh, we're number four, so that means that there's no points for number four. Like, explain this to me. Number one gets 3 points, number two gets, you know, 2 points, and three gets one. And what does four get? Oh, okay. You know, so he's kind of one of those guys that'll poke at you until you rise to the occasion, you know. So, but I love that. You know what I mean? I love that he wants to be involved and he's, you know, part of it. And he could be at the NASCAR deal this weekend and he's here. You know, he wants to see this come together and do well and be successful. And we're going to do that for him. We're going to make this program very successful.
Matt, a little bit of a break in the action following the Gator Nationals before we get going again. Three races to start the season, two for Robert, one for you guys. And it just appears that Funny Car, coming off last year, is going to continue to be a slugfest. Forecast what you see ahead.
I think, you know, like again, I said, hats off to NHRA. They're putting a great racetrack underneath us. They're putting a great show on for these fans. We're going side-by-side racing, and we're dipping down in those numbers that we used to be back to way back in the day. And, you know, and we're doing it safely, you know what I mean? And that's the thing that these fans want to see. They want to see records broke. They want to see you go out there and set mile-an-hour records and ET records. And for NHRA to do it the right way and give some of that glue back and put a great race car underneath us, I mean, a racetrack underneath our race car, it's great. And I love that as a driver. That drives me to get up on the wheel, you know what I mean? When you look in there and your crew chief's going like, hang on, buddy, you know what I mean? So that's cool. That's why I want to do this, you know what I mean? I could go home and sell cars, but I don't want to do that. I want to go fast, you know? So it's like, it's motivating, you know, to have such a great track and a great, you know, group of folks that are out here that understand, like, hey, we're going to put on a show. We're showmen, and we're putting on a great show for these. Like Phoenix, when we did a burnout, and even here this weekend, it was slammed, you know? And it gives me chill bumps, you know? It's like, people can't see that or feel that or understand what it's like to me, but like the hair stands up on the back of my neck because it's like, you know, you get out there and you see everybody's elbow to elbow, and it's just, you know, they're here for you, you know, as a fuel car, and they'll watch this happen and how fast you're going to go, and you can't get that anywhere else but NHRA, and that blows my mind, and it's just cool to be a part of it.
Matt, congratulations on your win, your first one at the Gator Nationals. You've scored another major. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.